The longtime dream of a home that would really showcase what the Ladysmith Chamber of Commerce is came a huge step closer last week. A partnership between the local chamber and the Island Corridor Foundation, with support from the province, has secured funding to renovate the historic Ladysmith train station. The money will come from the province of BC's Rural Economic Diversification and Infrastructure Program. It's supported with a funding allocation of $33 million per year up to 2025. The province's website said the $1 million funding was for Ladysmith Historic Train Station Renovation and Refurbishment Project as it relates to economic diversification. The building, which is in the Canadian Register of Historic Places and is commonly referred to as the Old E&N Station, was built in 1944 and is located across the highway from Ladysmith City Hall. It was built to replace the previous station that had been destroyed by fire. The building has sat empty since 2011 when rail service was discontinued. In the spring of 2023, ICF approached the chamber with a memorandum of understanding for the train station, Roberta Bowman, the chamber's chief executive officer, said. The chamber then applied for the REDIP funding but was unsuccessful. In 2024, the chamber approached ICF to enter into another MOU, but ICF offered a partnership instead to help make the application more successful, which it was. The historic Ladysmith train station is in an incredible location, said Thomas Bevan, CEO of the Island Corridor Foundation, in a press release. It served the community for many years. We are grateful for the leadership of the province to help catalyze the transformation of this area so it can be enjoyed by current and future generations. The project will enhance the town's capacity to support local businesses and attract visitors, while also honoring the historical and cultural importance of the train station. The revitalized facility will include flexible meeting and display spaces, improved accessibility, and amenities that reflect both the community's past and its aspirations for the future. The present location of the Chamber and Visitors Center is on the south side of Roberts Street on the downward slope of the hill. Presently, parking is limited and difficult, particularly for recreational vehicles, Bowman said. The train station will have more parking space, and the hope is to provide electric scooters for rent, so visitors can leave their vehicles at the visitor center and enjoy the town by scooter. The new space will feature a boardroom and offices for rent. Along with our partners Island Corridor Foundation, we wish to express sincere gratitude to the Ministry of Jobs, Economic Development and Innovation for their support through REDIP, as well as to the town of Ladysmith, local stakeholders and community members who have championed this project from its early stages, Bowman said. At this time, there is no dates for when work will start or when it will be completed.